There are people who are really seeking, not perfect people. None of our churches are perfect. None of our people are perfect. I'm not perfect, first of all. But people who are seeking to press on to perfection at different levels. Some are in the kindergarten still. Some are in the first grade, second grade. Some are a little higher up. But everyone's got one goal, to complete their earthly education. They don't want to drop out of school. God has placed us on earth to get an education, a spiritual education. Jesus got a spiritual education when he was on earth. Do you know that? Let me show you that verse. There are many interesting verses which sometimes we miss. Hebrews chapter 5. The education that Jesus got when he was on earth. What could he learn being Almighty God? As God, nothing. But he came to earth as a man, and when he was a little baby, the language they spoke in those days was a language called Aramaic. I don't know what that is, probably a version of the Hebrew. But he had to learn the whatever is the ABC equivalent in that language right from childhood. And he had to learn, and he had to learn that 2 plus 2 was 4, and 3 multiplied by 3 was 9. He had to learn all that and grew up, and to learn the scriptures. And so there was an education beyond that. I mean, this is the education all of us get, and our children can get. But in Hebrews 5, verse 9, it says, no, sorry, verse 8. Hebrews 5, verse 8. Although he was a son, that's the point. He is the eternal Son of God who knew everything from all eternity. But when he came to earth, it says he emptied himself. Philippians 2, 5. He emptied himself and became a man. Emptied himself of all that position and power and knowledge he had as God. Otherwise, he would have come here as God. If he had come here as God, he'd be no example for us. It's like an angel with wings trying to teach us how to swim across a river. I'd say, get rid of your wings first, otherwise you can't teach me. And if Jesus came to earth as God, as some people believe he was only God, then he cannot be my example. He cannot say, follow me. I'd say, I can't follow you. Like I said, if an angel with wings tries to teach me to swim, I'll say, I can't follow you, sorry. But if he takes off his wings and gets a body like mine, then you can teach me to swim, because this body is pulled down by gravity. And I say, our human body is pulled down by sin. Temptation, pulled down by temptation rather. If we yield to that, we sin. If we don't yield to it, we don't sin. So Jesus had a body that was subject to temptation. But he never fell into it. He always overcame it, always. We have fallen many times from childhood. But he never fell. But it was a body subject to temptation. And so from childhood, he had to be tempted in the areas that children are tempted, and how young boys are tempted and young men are tempted, like that all the way to adulthood, how full-time preachers are tempted, etc. So he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Now when we hear the word suffering, we immediately think of physical suffering. That's the only suffering we can think of: cancer, injuries, and injuries to the body and all that. But the suffering Jesus endured was not physical. Physical injury is not a serious thing, as serious as spiritual. The Bible, what is the things that he suffered from which he learned obedience? So every word there is important. He was tempted to disobey, but he learned obedience. That's the first thing we learn. Throughout his life, he was tempted to disobey his father, but he resisted it. And he obeyed. That is overcoming temptation. And because there were desires in his body that temptation tried to attract, those desires, he had to say no to that. And that saying no to it was suffering. That's the suffering spoken of here. You know, when you have to deny yourself something, that is a suffering. And that is the suffering that Jesus went through inwardly, where basically we have a self that sits on the throne of our heart when we are born into this world that wants its own way. Okay? All of you who got even 1 year old children know that. There's a self inside that child that is stubborn. It wants its own way from the age of one. As soon as it climbs out of the crib, it wants its own way. That is what is in man. It's called my will. Now, having my will is not a sin. Yielding to my will is a sin. Adam had his own will. He was not a robot. He had my will when he was created and he did not sin. It's when he went into the garden, Adam and Eve, and yielded to my will instead of God's will, that's when he sinned. God's will was, don't eat from that tree of knowledge of good and evil. My will for Eve was, I want it. It's attractive to me. It makes my mouth water. The devil's just told me that it can make me very clever and make me like God. I'm going to listen to him. What about what God said? Well, forget about that. God is loving. He'll overlook it. Well, he did not overlook it. They got thrown out of Eden for disobeying God once. If you want to know how serious one sin is, go to Genesis chapter 3 and read. Why were Adam and Eve kicked out of the Garden of Eden? For how many sins? One. They lost paradise and came to a sinful earth for one sin. That is to teach us at the beginning of the Bible how serious one sin is. Sometimes we think, oh, just once. I just lusted once. Uh-huh. That's not serious, is it? A little bit of cancer. A little bit of poison. A little bit of potassium cyanide. You don't need much. It's like that. So, my will is what makes us sin. And Jesus had a thing called my will. Sure, otherwise he was not like us. And he never did it. That was the suffering he had. When you have to say no to my will, you see how much a child has to suffer inwardly when you say no, you're not going to get that. A child says, Dad, I want this. No, you're not going to have it. I want to go out and do this with my friends. No, you're not going to. Those friends are not good. You're not going to go out with them. And that child suffers. What is suffering there? It's not a physical suffering. There's inward, my will is being slain. And he has to do his dad's will. Now, in the same way, every temptation that comes to us is basically appealing to my will. Come on, do what you feel like doing. And you know that God is saying in your conscience, that's not good. There are a lot of things he says, go right ahead. There's nothing wrong in that. You're going to have your meal? Fine. Go ahead. You've got to go and work? Fine. Many other things. Your time to go to sleep? Fine. But there's certain things where God says, no, that's not good for you. But my will says, I want it. And you yield to my will, you sin. Whether it's watching pornography or getting angry or stealing money or submitting false tax returns, whatever it is, it's my will. You know, God says to you in your conscience, that's not my will, but you say, keep quiet, I'm going to do my will because I am going to gain something through this. Either a little money, or a little pleasure, or a little something for myself, or my dignity and my prestige. I'm going to establish myself as the head of my home and I'm going to keep my wife in the proper place and make her submit to me. That's not the way you're supposed to live with your wife. But my will, why is it husbands and wife clash? Because both of them have got a thing called my will. And they clash. Is this my will that Jesus had? But he did not yield to it and therefore he suffered. You read that in John chapter 6. In John chapter 6 you read a one line summary of the earthly life of Jesus Christ. His entire 33 and a half years is summed up in one sentence. John 6:38. I call this the one-line autobiography of Jesus. Jesus writing his own life story. Here it is. I came from heaven. That's how it began. And what did he do on earth for 33 and a half years? I never did my own will for 33 and a half years. But for 33 and a half years, I did the will of him who sent me. That is the biography of Jesus Christ's life. In one sentence. And when he says, follow me, he said, this is the way I lived. Do you want to follow me or not? This is where we have to follow him. I did not do my will, but the will of him who sent me.